We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had said that the best advice if people want children is they should work on doing Chesed, doing kindness to their fellow man. That's the best Gula. Even if a person's door has been closed in heaven with regard to this, meaning he's become an old man and he's yet to have kids, because if not for so many years having passed and there is no proof, we have to know sometimes we pray and God answers our prayer right away, and sometimes we pray and the answer is sent by snail mail. Like God says, you'll get what you wanted, but in due time, not right away. As our sages taught us, that not every prayer is answered right away. Sometimes God accepts the prayer and says, I'll do as you've asked, but in a while. Al kol panim, mitzvotav she'asah lo yovdu, v'henen toletotav. Nonetheless, even if a person is not going to have children, the mitzvot that he performs, they are his offspring. Moshe Amu Chazal, as our sages taught, the verse says, these are the offsprings of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. Chazal said, yeah, those are the offsprings of Noah, his good deeds. They are his continuum. Shetoledotehen shetzadikim huamasim tovim shelehen. For the offsprings of the righteous are their good deeds. Kihen toledot nafsho. They are the offsprings of his soul. I have a friend who's a doctor. He's a pediatrician. And he told me he was working in the intensive care unit. And a teenager came in and he had some kind of a freak medical thing happen to him. And he would never again be able to have intimate relations with a woman. So he said, he walks into the guy after he gets the prognosis, and the guy is depressed like anything. So he tries talking to him, and the guy says, there's nothing left to live for. So I asked the doctor, "What was he serious?" So he says to me, sure he was serious. I said, why? I understand that that's important. But there's nothing left to live for? That's all that life's about? So he says to me, yeah. And this teenager's mind, and in many teenagers' minds, that's all there is to live for. That's wrong. It's a wrong attitude to life. You know, if someone said, I live for chocolate, if he were talking seriously, he'd have a problem. Any physical thing, that's not what we're here for. And even if a person would say, I'm so spiritual, I want to just perform pru or vu, I want to bring kids to the world. We're here to perform many mitzvot. I don't wish that test upon anyone. I'm not here to judge anyone. But at the end of the day, our perspective has to remain healthy. How many people walked out of the Holocaust knowing they would not be able to have children? What kind of lives did they lead? Many of them led beautiful lives. It's a question of perspective. We're here in this world to perform mitzvot, and there are 613 mitzvot out there. And God wants us to enjoy life. Nothing wrong with enjoying life. It's a good thing to enjoy life. I'm all for it. But we have to know what's the ends and what's the means. We shouldn't judge anyone. But at the end of the day, we should have perspective. The Chafetz Chaim tells us. Sometimes you have a person that knows he's not going to have kids anymore. Well, nonetheless, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is his children. The good deeds are his future. That's the mark he'll leave on the world. And a person has a son and he turns out to be Osama bin Laden, you know, or I could think of a few other names. So what's he going to say? No future? No. So build a future. We have a responsibility to build a future with the way we lead our lives, not just with the children we bring to the world. So the Chafetz Chaim says, we're promised a future if we live a life of doing charity and kindness. That future will ideally, and in most cases, take the form of children, that they continue to build the future, but we have to know that the good deeds themselves are also a future. But this is not the case. He will not have a future if he invests in money and waste by going for all kinds of external segulos. People look for all kinds of amulets. You see all those people walking around with the red ribbons. Why don't they ask the rabbi if they're allowed to wear a red ribbon? I would ask. I mean, they say, I heard from Reb Mordechai Eliyahu's student that he holds you're not allowed to wear that. I don't know, I'm not saying it's forbidden, but before a person wears it, I would ask, and I certainly wouldn't go around investing money in it. Yeah.
Rabbi, I know it's a stupid question. What is it with this blue? Because every
it's a good question. I don't want to answer, I'm sorry. Ask someone else. If a person invests in all kinds of external amulets, shelo yo'ilu velo yatzlichu, says the Chafetz Chaim, they will not help, they will not be successful. Humchalek kochotav larik, he is wasting his energy for nothing. Vamaskil yiten kol zeh libo, and anyone intelligent, says the Chafetz Chaim, will take all of this to heart.
But isn't there a lot of Sephardim that believe in more of those kinds of things?
Let them ask their rabbi.
Okay, but
and, you have
okay, so
signs.
If you're Ashkenazi, maybe it's not going to work. But if you follow, if you're, I mean, there's a lot of holy Jews that believe in those kinds of things.
It depends what. It depends from whom. You know, you got to know what you're doing. The Mishnah says that an amulet has to be given by someone worthy of riding an amulet. Mm-hmm. Now, just because a guy is sitting and rolling his eyes and waving his hands.
But there is, right?
Right? I have no problem. I mean, they say Rav Yonatan Eibshitz wrote amulets that work. There were great sages who wrote things that did work. But you got to know who's writing it and what's written in it. What the basis for what you're doing is.
Well, I mean, you have to trust your Rebbe.
Right? If it's your Rebbe, I have no problem. But if it's some guy you traveled who knows where to.
Right.
Okay? We have to know the rule is, the Talmud tells us, whoever has mercy on God's creatures, that includes animals, that includes everything. So from heaven they have mercy on him. And take a look, says the Chafetz Chaim at the Gemara, Nida, Shamu Sham al Zeh, Sheitpale Lemisha Banim Shelo, that a person should pray to the one who owns all children, that he should give him children. And it's known what our sages taught, Shagomel Chesed, he who does kindness to others, Tfilaton Nishmat, his prayer is heard above. So, the Chafetz Chaim just gave us tremendous insight as to which amulet is the top amulet that works. Maybe almost the top. There is one better than this. That is to do kindness with our fellow men. And Chazal told us a person is promised he. This is where he'll have life and a future and Torah. And the Chafetz Chaim said, if you want to invest your strength in an amulet that Chazal taught, that's investing in humanity, investing in our fellow men. And a person would do better and wiser to invest in that than in all kinds of external amulets that won't help. And whoever has mercy on others, from heaven they'll have mercy on him, and his prayers will be accepted.